Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on Isaiah 41, and today we're reading Isaiah 41, 17 and 18. I'll be reading from the Message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. The poor and homeless are desperate for water. Their tongues parched and no water to be found. But I'm there to be found. I'm there for them, and I, God of Israel, will not leave them thirsty. I'll open up rivers for them on the barren hills, spout fountains in the valleys. I'll turn the baked clay badlands into a cool pond, the waterless waste into splashing creeks. The poor and homeless are desperate for water. Their tongues are parched and no water to be found. But I'm there to be found. I'm there for them. And I, God of Israel, will not leave them thirsty. I'll open up rivers for them on the barren hills. Spout fountains in the valleys. I'll turn the baked clay badlands into a cool pond, the waterless waste into splashing creeks. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? The poor and homeless are desperate for water. Their tongues parched, and no water to be found. But I'm there to be found. I'm there for them. I, God of Israel, will not leave them thirsty. I'll open up rivers for them on the barren hills, spout fountains in the valleys. I'll turn the baked clay badlands into a cool pond, the waterless waste into splashing creeks. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. The poor and homeless are desperate for water, their tongues parched and no water to be found. But I'm there to be found. I'm there for them. And I, God of Israel, will not leave them thirsty. I'll open up rivers for them on the barren hills, spout fountains in the valleys. I'll turn the baked clay badlands into a cool pond, the waterless waste into splashing creeks. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you that you never leave us thirsty. May we look to you for all that we need and trust in your generosity. Come and fill us with your living water. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.